This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
لوجه الله الكريم عز وجل.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه. I greet you, the Islamic Universal Greeting of Peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We welcome the blessed month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, the month of Siyam, the month of Qiyam, and we are indeed privileged to witness Shahrul Mubarak, the sacred month. So on behalf of Masjid al-Furqan and on behalf of Islamia College, we wish all those present and all of those viewers of the 22 countries Ramadan Kareem and Ramadan Mubarak. Let us all make a firm resolution, inshallah, at the outset on the eve of this month, of this auspicious month, to fully benefit from Ramadan, so that we all may emerge from Ramadan with hopefully a better personality and stronger character. With sincere dedication to subordinate our desires to our will, our emotions to our intellect, and our lower self to our higher self, and fully submit our very being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realize that we are embarking as as-sa'ihun, spiritual wayfarers, on a transcendent journey towards the attainment of taqwa, which is righteousness and piety. To assist us in elevating our consciousness, we are inshallah going to empower ourselves with knowledge of exemplary personalities around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And every night we will focus either on a personality or a family living at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reflecting on their principled lives, imbibing lessons from their sincere commitment, and appreciating the honorable contribution. In the 27 nights, inshallah, we'll do 27 personalities or families. Some of them are lesser known, and some of their names are known, but not much is known about them. So inshallah, we'll empower ourselves. We begin our series titled Nubala Hawl al-Mustafa, the noble ones around the chosen one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we begin with the family of Yasir. One of the wealthy Meccans known as Abu Hudhayfa ibn Mughayra al-Maghzumi had an honest, righteous Ethiopian slave girl named Sumayya. Sumayya bint Khayyat, some say. Sumayya bint Khabbab, some say. But nonetheless, a petite, fragile, but honest and righteous Ethiopian slave woman. One of the people in Abu Hudhayfa's employ was an honorable man from Yemen, and his name was Yasir ibn Amir. And Yasir married Sumayya, and both of them had a child, Ammar bin Yasir, and also two other children, Hurayth and Abdullah. They were a poor family, and both father and mother, one from Yemen, one from Ethiopia, were foreign in origin. So when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his mission, the entire family embraced Islam. And they were included among the first 10 people to embrace Islam. Among the earliest converts, first Khadija, Sayyidina Ali, Lubaba bint al-Haritha, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Zayd bin Harith, Bilal ibn Rabah. May Allah be pleased with all of them. So when the Quraysh noticed that the nascent Muslim community, this movement was developing, they tried to neutralize the Prophet and his followers. They tried to bribe him in some way and negotiate with him in another. But as you know, the famous response of Rasulullah to his uncle, Wallahi ya am, la wada'a shamsa fi yamini wal qamara fi yusari ala an atruka hadha al amr ma taraktu hatta yudhhira Allah ahlikaduna. Oh my uncle, even if they put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, I will not deviate from this cause. Either I am successful in my mission or I perish in the process. Now the Quraysh were determined to liquidate or exterminate the small band of faithful Muslims. Then came the boycott, where Muslims were boycotted for 3 years and no one dealt with them. The Rasulullah and his followers ate grasshoppers to survive. And this nascent Muslim community, few in number, under political and economic siege. And of course, the poorest and the unprotected received the most severe attack. If you're a foreigner, you had no one to protect you from some, unless you're some key person, similar to what you have nowadays. If you go to America or to Europe somewhere, you want a job, they want to know who's responsible for you. You can go there with a visa, but you can't stay there unless someone guarantees for you. And you have no guarantee you're an outsider, they can throw you out. In that way, if you are a foreigner, you have to have the protection of some key person in Makkah. The chief of Quraysh realized that those members of the Muslim community, many of them were women, were youth and the poor. The chief of Quraysh punished the poorest and the weakest of them. And you know the story, inshallah, we'll deal with that, of the Abyssinian slave who was later Muazzin of Rasulullah, Bilal ibn Rabah. Abu Jahl, an avowed enemy of Islam and an adamant opponent of the Muslims, seized the family of Yasir, seized Sumayya, her husband and her son, dressed them in suits of armor and cooked them in the sun that the flesh was almost burning and roasted. Sumayya saw her family being punished. She felt the pangs of torture herself, yet she never recanted her faith. So severe was the torture that they endured in the boiling heat of the sun that once the young Ammar bin Yasir said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, لَقَدْ بَلَّغْنَا مِنَّ الْعَذَابِ كُلَّ مَبْلَغْ Ya Rasulullah. The severity of the torture has reached unbearable proportions. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they could do nothing. They were few in number. Rasulullah stroked the head of this man. He said, Ya Nar, kuni barda wa salaman ala Ammar, kama kunti barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh heat, be cool and peaceful to Ammar, as the fire was cool and peaceful to Ibrahim, alayhi salam. This was the son of Sumayya, who went on to defend Islam at the Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of Ahzab, and at Tabuk. And he was reported to be probably among those 17 people who migrated to Abyssinia, the first migration, to avoid persecution. And later became governor of Kufa for a time being under Sayyidina Umar. And much later died a principal stand at the age of 90 at the Battle of Siffin with Sayyidina Ali. Nonetheless, this nation community and this torture, Abu Jahl could not comprehend the level of commitment of these foreigners who were aligning themselves to the new religion of his nephew. He came to this petite Sumayya while she was being tortured. He stabbed her with a spear and split her entire body open. She did not give up her faith. When Abu Jahl was killed much later, some years later, at the Battle of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ammar, who had now come back from Abyssinia, and whom he lovingly called Ibn Sumayya, he said to him, Ibn Sumayya, قَتَلَ اللَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ أُمَّكَ Allah has taken care of the one who killed your mother. Sumayya's husband Yasir also succumbed to the heat and the torture and became the first Muslim male to die for his faith. So this household of Sumayya is absolutely unique. Unique in that they were among the very first people and the earliest to embrace Islam. They received no political gain, received no material gain, no preferential gain, and no financial gain. They were absolutely unique in that Sumayya was the first martyr in Islam, according to all reports, according to all scriptures. Hanafi, Shafi, Sunni, Shi'i, Salafi, all agree that Sumayya was the first martyr for Islam. Her husband was the second martyr of Islam. And here we see the first woman to die for her faith, Sumayya, the first man to die for his faith, her husband, both from one household. Unlike the Muslims who fought at Badr and Uhud, whom we revere with tremendous reverence, the household of Sumayya stand at an exalted position. Because Unlike Uhud or Badr, where there was an army, they had no army by their side, no one to defend them, no one to repel the enemy, no place to run, no refuge to hide, nowhere to go. They were mocked and humiliated in public because of their faith, tortured in the presence of their community because of their commitment to Islam. And scholars say it in reference to their struggle and their example that Allah revealed in Surah Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَقُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah tells us by looking at their lesson, saying, do you think you will not be tested when you say you believe? We have that tonight, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, glad tidings to those who patiently persevere. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam elaborated on that glad tidings by saying, As-sabru miftahul jannah, paradise, the key to paradise is patient perseverance. As-sabru nisful iman, patience is half of faith. We thus realize that life is an amanah, life is a trust, life is a test of deeds, and Allah has granted death and life, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, in order to test us through our deeds. And remember, as we read tonight, that the test of faith may incorporate بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَلَقْسٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, fear, hunger, loss of property, loss of the fruits of your labor, loss of life. But وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, glad tidings to those who patiently persevere. The household of Sumayyah was an embodiment of patience. The household of Sumayyah was the personification of perseverance. We take some solace in the fact that the early Muslims, when they watched helplessly as this family was being tortured, as Sumayyah was martyred, as Yasir was martyred, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to them and said, Sabr ala Yasir, فَإِنَّ مَوْعِدَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Patient, be patient, O family of Yasir. Your destination is paradise. May Allah join us with Ala Yasir, Ibn Sumayyah and Sumayyah in paradise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.